It's time for the roundtable.
That's a good point.
Kim Geddes is here. Amanda Galbraith, Trevor Mayo. It is great to have you all. We were just talking about a woman down in the United States. She wins $560 million in the Powerball. She wants to remain anonymous. And the Lottery Corporation is saying, well, you know, we've got the integrity of the lottery to worry about because people are concerned about that kind of thing. So we have to name you. Kim Geddes, does she have a case here? Like, if we said you make 50 grand in the lottery, we identify you. Mm-hmm. You make tens of millions of dollars, we're going to respect your anonymity.
No, she doesn't have a case because of the amount of money, but I've thought about this long and hard, and the way to do it is this. Friday afternoon at about 10 to 5 on a long weekend heading into the summer, collect your check, and at least you'll remain anonymous for a length of time because that will certainly help. But with that amount of money, sorry, that's what this lottery is all about. It's about, you know, boasting about the big millions won by an individual. And you want to be that person and that it will just help the lottery, right, with more people getting on board. So, sorry, she's got to be identified.
I don't like this, Amanda, because I've seen for years, and I understand you don't want to be identified. Well, then don't buy a ticket. I get that. But lives are ripped apart. And this woman might not want to go to, you know, Costa Rica and live on the beach all the time. She might want to keep doing what she was doing. She seems like a good person. Shouldn't she have that right?
Yeah, she wants to keep going to the grocery store and no one to know. I actually kind of admire the fortitude. Like, who can say no to $500 million for several months? I mean, I've got credit card bills. I'd be the first person to be like, just give me the money. Yeah. I'll change my name to whatever you want.
Here's some blood. Take some blood.
Here's all the plastic surgery so you can't recognize me anymore. So I actually think I admire this woman's, like, restraint.
Trevor?
I feel for her because she's going to have everybody and their mother and, like, long-lost relatives coming forward with their hands
out. I would
like
these problems.
Absolutely. For $500 million, you can figure those things out. I think it's the same thing that we have here with the OLG, right? If you win over $1,000, your name goes onto the OLG's website. That is by law. Same thing with other provinces as well. The difference is they do it case by case. So if there's a security concern, like if you're an undercover police officer or if you're you work at a jail or something like that.
You're in the witness protection program.
You can remain anonymous, but it's the cost of doing business. If you want the big bucks, I mean, the publicity is something that comes along with it. I mean, cool, but that's the cost of doing business.
Maybe as the jackpots do get astronomically high, $500 million, $750 million, eventually $1 billion, maybe there does need to be some amount of money whereby you are allowed to remain anonymous. Maybe you're already taking, like, you're losing a third of it already in taxes. Maybe you take a little bit more of a cut to allow yourself to remain anonymous.
Yeah, I thought
with that amount of money, you can
though.
Hire the best lawyers and accountants. You can go into hiding very easily.
Yeah, but you don't. Yeah,
true.
Don't
but
know.
Then you can't go to Wegmans.
But there were some jurisdictions in the States, though, that I thought that you took a much smaller amount and you didn't have to be disclosed in the same way. So I don't know if it applies to this specific whatever supermax or whatever it is. But I know there are some jurisdictions that you just take a huge hit on your payout, like a really huge hit, and then you don't get. Again, $100 million
less.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
I still hate that.
What's it worth to you?
A little bit of freedom there. Just under 2 weeks after serious allegations. Can you believe it's only been just under 2 weeks?
No.
Serious allegations of sexual misconduct were leveled at former Ontario PC leader Patrick Brown by two women. Patrick Brown breaking his silence today. I joked that it's like the groundhog coming out and seeing his shadow, which means 5 more weeks of people who want his job. Listen, he said, I am immensely grateful for all the support expressed to my family and myself. #MeToo can be a tool to lift society, and I applaud that effort. False allegations, however, undermine that good work. The truth will come out. Thank you to all. Kim, a little ominous there with the truth will come out.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Amanda is the political analyst on the panel, but as Tony Chapman was saying to us in the newsroom about in terms of branding and marketing, he called it implied proof, right? So it's a threat. He's working on something. He and his allies are working on something. Is he digging up proof about an inside job that he can prove that is what happened here, and he was railroaded. So at least he's put that question mark out there. Not good for the party with all of, you know, the campaign and everything swirling around. Is it good for him politically? I mean, his political life is everything to him. He was born into politics. Mm-hmm. That's all he's ever wanted to do. And that's where his mind is right now.
Amanda, for me, I would like to see this guy clear his name if there is an ability to do that. I think everybody should have that opportunity. And if he can, I would love to see nothing more than him come back into a leadership race and try to get his job back.
Yeah, I think the big problem with when these allegations came out, there's no system in place to actually deal with them, right? A lot of, like in politics, there's no HR, there's nothing. So it just sort of came out and it was the court of public opinion, which, as we know, moves incredibly quickly. And I think everyone could agree that the way he responded to it abruptly like that sort of, and you're in a position of shock. And I've worked, you know, so I think regardless, though, we need to be careful with these kind of statements. He did say this 2 weeks ago. So actually, technically, there's nothing different in his
statement. But he's doubled down.
He's doubled down, absolutely.
He also said it better in the tweet than he did in front of the camera.
Indeed, indeed. Agreed. And so I think, you know, what we need is a system in place, a proper way to make sure that women are heard, that their feelings and their what has happened to them is heard, but also that the accusations that are flying everywhere are properly investigated, that is fair to all parties. And that's not in place right now.
Trevor?
Yeah, I mean, cool. Patrick Brown puts this out. I don't see anything really different from what we saw before. I mean, we've chatted about it on this panel multiple times before that, you know, I mean, probably his only response on this is to go to court to really sort of publicly respond. I think the party is an interesting spot in terms of actually putting together some policies in place. Just as Amanda mentioned, you mean these aren't criminal allegations that are really coming forward that the people came forward with that actually forced Patrick to resign. They were misconduct. And so I think that's an interesting space. That's normally dealt with at private organizations or companies through an HR department or some sort of internal apparatus that doesn't really exist in many political environments right now. So all it really stems from is there an outrage among caucus? Is there a caucus or is there going to be an outrage at the polls that sort of pushes decision-making at a very breakneck speed in these environments? Sometimes it comes too fast, sometimes it doesn't, not fast enough. Obviously in the Me Too, I think people are much more aware of what sexual misconduct looks like and are much more swift in terms of their decision making on that. But again, I think around all of this, the one thing that is actually highlighted that I think is quite good is we're hearing right now from the actual PC party is they actually are going to be putting things in place as a party, as an institution, that help them actually deal with HR issues in the future moving forward.
Can I ask a question to the room, and if anybody wants to comment, Ken, is anybody surprised that we haven't heard more about the two women who made these accusations against Patrick Brown? I mean, there have been rumblings beneath the surface, but certainly there hasn't been anything front page in well over a week and a half.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. Me too, actually. I mean,
is that not troubling anybody else?
Like, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely it is. And I mean, he knows who they are, right? And his lawyers know who they are. So you got to know that those conversations are being had.
Amanda?
Yeah, I think that, I think it's interesting that I do understand, like, having talked to, actually, I was at a Lisa Laflamme speech the day after, and she spoke about how they investigated it. And she actually said, well, they're anonymous to the public. They're not anonymous to us. Like, we spent 3 months on this. We've checked like Facebook timestamps, all that kind of stuff. So her argument was that our reporting is very thorough and we do know who these people are and they are been present to both. So the whole thing I think has been the most bizarre and odd and frankly very troubling 2 weeks in politics that I've ever seen.
Yeah, Trevor, I look at it and I think, and I don't want to make every comparison to the United States, but if this something of this magnitude happened in the United States of America, we would be seeing tons of follow-up, big news stories, front page exposés and what have you. Here it just seems, well, you said what you had to say. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, well, and Patrick sort of just went quietly right afterwards, right? Like, so he went MIA. This is the first time we're actually really hearing from him in a public forum since then. So I think that the discussion will start to center back to Patrick, not just on the PC party like it's been in the last week. We'll see. Again, they're anonymous. So unlike other scenarios, the press won't have their independent option of actually going and hounding these people or the public. And as you saw with her, the Liberal cabinet minister who stepped down, there was a tremendous amount of action on that when the accuser who came forward on Twitter was not anonymous, and that story stayed around for quite some bit. So I think the anonymous aspect of this and the names being protected by CTV is probably why things are a little bit more muted on that front right now. Again, if this starts to come into a bit more of a battle royale where Patrick comes out, starts challenging them with his own set of facts or his own set of run of events, I think there will be maybe a pressing for other people to respond and provide a little bit more detail on what it actually meant.
Let's move on to the national anthem, because who doesn't love to debate the national anthem for the 18th time? It's not so much the anthem changes that we're talking about today, but the fact that, A, our Canadian athletes have said, yeah, don't really expect us to know the words. It's a big moment for us. If we win a medal, we're standing there on the podium. We're not going to think about the new words or lyrics to the anthem. And one Liberal MP who kind of broke ranks with the party today saying, listen, I think we should be spending some money on promoting what these new lyrics are.
I believe we should use the current money that we have and integrate in our tools and our promotion materials that we have through Heritage Canada to, and also the members of Parliament will be able through their different activities to promote the new national anthem. So that's, I don't have a price tag, but I do have an important fact that we need to promote it.
Kim, I do think that there, if you're going to do it, I don't agree with doing it, but if you're going to do it, you do it fully. You get out there, get a promotional campaign going so people know that there's been a change.
Oh, Ryan, you're just wrong. Absolutely not. It's a waste of money. I mean, you had the debate going about, well, just Google it. They're already offering the online support with the new words. It's already there. Mm-hmm. It's already there for anyone to check at any time. It's a teachable moment in schools. Talk about it there in your history class. You don't have to spend gobs of money with a radio, television ad, newspaper ads.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm supposed to get my flu shot, yet they advertise every single year that I'm supposed to get my flu shot. So you're either in that capacity or you're not.
No.
Did you say it's online already? Because the Government of Canada website hasn't been changed yet.
It won't till it gets royal assent.
It's such a waste of money. This is offensive. Don't they have anything else to do up there? Honestly, like, go fix, I don't know. There's got to be stuff you can fix with the budget or take a look at tax cuts. But, like I don't have a page, or what is it? I don't have the budget or the exact amount I'm going to spend on it. Like, I was just like, oh, God, I can't believe this is happening.
I mean, they're damned no matter what they do.
They shouldn't have done it in the first place.
No, I'm full of support of this change.
For heaven's sake,
it's not even the original, like, in All Thy Sons, it's not the original lyric. The lyric was actually changed to All Thy Sons in response for men going to war. And now since we have all genders fighting war.
This is a government full of busybodies that doesn't mean anything else to do.
And it's one line.
Yeah, for heaven's sake.
It's one lyric. You can't memorize that?
I know.
You've got a problem.
I think the change is great, but yeah, they're already included in this change.
Oh, no, which is it? Thy Sons or Us, man? I'm so confused. What do I say?
Well, all the printouts for school, everything online, all of the standard things that we have the anthem printed on anyways are going to be changed on that anyway. So like, we're going to be teaching it more organically.
Solution at 7:10:10. Just a simple answer. Sophie Trudeau should sing the new national anthem and it will be everywhere. Absolutely free.
Well
Kim
done.
Geddes,
bravo.
Amanda Galbraith, Trevor Mayo. Thank you all.